Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechta Sota, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. And today's Mishnah is being learned Bischos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi Bzecher, Fine Druzivuk, Hago, and Bekarav Mamish. Mishnah Gimel tells us, Achaloy Nimchaka Megillah, Amra Eini Shaisa. Let's say the Megillah was not erased yet, so Hashem's name was not yet erased in the water. She says, I'm not drinking. She flatly refuses to drink. So no problem, as we had learned previously, we don't force her to drink. She just remains usher to her husband, and she leaves without a ksuba. But what happens right now? We have her Mincha, and we have her Megillah. So Megillah is Nignazes. Her Megillah is Nignaz, is put into Geniza, it's put to the side, and her mincha is scattered onto the deshen. Basically, it's burned, not on the mizbech, but in the area where things like this are burned. And her megillah is not kosher to be used for a different saita. Now, let's say nimchaka megillah, the megillah was already erased. But then, she admits and says, I'm tame, I did navera. So, the water is poured out, and once again, her mincha is scattered on the deshen. However, nimchaka megillah, let's say the megillah was erased, and then she says, I'm not drinking. So over here, it's too late. She doesn't have the ability not to. Maybe she's tar and nothing's going to happen. And maybe she's tame and we have to check it out. So we're going to force her to drink against her will. On to Mishnah Dalet, what happens when she drinks? She doesn't even have a chance to finish drinking until her face starts changing colors. Her eyes start bulging out. And her whole face becomes puffy and bloated. And they say, quickly take her out. So she doesn't make the azara tame. And the Gemara explains, what's this tumah that we're afraid of? Not if she dies, because there's no problem for tumas mace to be in that part of the azara. We're afraid that she's going to become a nida. She's going to be so frightened at what's happening to her, she's going to become a nida, and a nida is not allowed in this area. So they say, quickly take her out. However, now the Tanakhama tells us, if she has a schus, which is the schus of Torah, that she sends her kids to cheder, and she sent her husband out to learn, so then, that's going to delay the effects of the water. It's possible that this schus will delay the effects of the water for a year, two, or even 3 years. From here, Ben Azai says, a person has to teach his daughter Taira, Shem Tishta, because if later on in life she has to drink the Mayim Hamarim and it doesn't work right away, she's going to know that it's a schus that was Taila for her and that she's not going to be mitzi laz on the water. Oh, this whole thing's a big joke. This water doesn't work anyway. You guys are just trying to scare me. She's going to know that it really does work and it's just because she has schus of Taira. That's why the effects of the water were delayed. And once we speak about teaching a woman Taira, Rebbe Lezer says, anyone that teaches his daughter Taira, it's as if he teaches her Arayas, Znus, because now she's going to be sharp and savvy due to the Taira that she learned, and she's going to be able to do Averus in a sneaky way without people knowing about it. And Rabbi Shua says, commenting about women learning Taira, writes Isha Bakav in Tiflus, Mishtesha Kavin Uprishas. A woman would rather one Kav in Tiflus as opposed to nine Kavin and Prishas. What's this? So a Kav refers to food, and Tiflus refers to having Tashrish with her husband. So Rabbi Shua is telling us that a woman would rather have a little bit of food, and your husband doesn't have so much money, doesn't give her so much food, but they have tiflos, they have a lot of tashmish, they live together like husband and wife, and they spend a lot of time together, as opposed to tisha kabin, which is a lot of food, but precious. Precious means her husband's not living with her, and that's because she's learning a lot of Torah, that's going to cause them not to have relations so much, and a woman would rather the first than the second. And Huayah Amir Rabbi Shua also used to say, now the following people all fit under the same category. On the outside, they look like very important, chashuv people full of Yerushamayim, but on the inside, they're really a bunch of fakers. And who are these people? Rabbi Shua says, chassid shaita, a chassid who's really a fool. He maybe on the outside looks like a pious individual, but he's a fool because as the Gemara explains, he walks by the river, there's a woman drowning, and he says, oh, it's not appropriate to look or to jump in and save her. And he lets her drown. So obviously that's a chassid shaita. Virasha arum, here's a slick or sly, sneaky Rasha. He's a person who has a din taira and manages to speak to the dayan and present his side of the case before the din taira starts, and that twists the dayan's mind to think that this person's correct. Veisha prusha, a woman who seems like a prusha. This is a woman who practices witchcraft and she casts a spell on a woman who's about to have a baby, and that way the baby doesn't come out. And everyone's gathered around this woman who's having a baby, and they're davening and they're trying to help her, and she's in terrible pain. And then this woman who casts a spell on her comes along and says, oh, you're having a hard time in childbirth? I'm going to go into the next room and daven for you so that everything goes fine. And she goes into the next room, and instead of davening, she just removes her spell and the baby comes out. And everyone says, oh, this woman is such a big tzaddikas. She davened in her tefillah's work. And lastly, umakas prushim, the wounds that a person who's a parish gets, this fellow shows that he's such a tzaddik. He either shuffles along the way without picking up his feet and he stubs his toe, causing himself to bleed, or he puts his head down because he doesn't want to look at Dvar Masurim and he bumps his head into walls and bleeds because of that. So Hare Ilu Mechali Oilam, all these people destroy the world. That's because on the outside they're trying to show that they're so chashuv and they're so important and they have a lot of Yerushamayim, v'chulu v'chulu, and really they're a bunch of fakers. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Hay and Vav. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.